a partnership including Cal Poly Humboldt, College of the Redwoods, and the region's Small Business Development Center, or SBDC, aims to award a total of $200,000 to entrepreneurs on quests to start new businesses. Described on its website as an innovation hub, the Startup Humboldt Partnership already offers low-cost meeting and office spaces at its headquarters at 876 7th Street in Arcata, and its next step is to help entrepreneurs, quote, turn ideas into thriving ventures. Detailed during the August 13th online meeting of the Community Economic Resilience Consortium, the funding is competitive and will be awarded through a process that includes an ideation workshop and an entrepreneur talk session. Will Franklin of North Coast SBDC said the partnership is in serious fundraising mode to provide the seed money and support that will grow the region's future cornerstone businesses.
This whole group now, this initiative is all designed to, we really want to find the next Natural Decadence or Yakima or Wing Inflatable, right? We want to find and scale businesses rooted in Humboldt, rooted in neighboring areas, and we want them to stay here and we want to help them scale. So this competition is the centerpiece of that.
SBDC's Samantha Edwards said the competition seeks to inspire bold ventures and provide the education, capital, and community needed to help them thrive. She described how lack of that has economic impacts.
We are addressing the root cause of talent loss. So there's limited access to capital here in Humboldt, and it's a major driver of talent flight, especially having the first polytechnic university in Northern California. We are getting an influx of the next generation of innovators. They are getting their degrees here, and then sadly, many of them are leaving the region in search of better funded opportunities elsewhere. And when they leave, they're taking their ideas, their energy, and their economic potential with them. So this is a pattern of disinvestment, and it becomes self-reinforcing, but with the right strategic interventions, we can reverse that trend and keep some of those innovators here. We can change this trajectory. So a catalyst for change being the Startup Humboldt Business Competition. It's a high impact regional initiative designed to support the growth of scalable businesses, create new jobs, and build a stronger local economy here in Humboldt.
There have been similar business award competitions in the past, but Edwards said Startup Humboldt strives to be more transformational.
We're raising the bar from previous competitions. I know that there have been some in the past, but with this one, bigger awards, bigger support systems, and a focus on truly scalable businesses. We're not just about the giant checks at the end, the big checks. We're about stimulating real change. So again, there's that access to that $200,000 in milestone-based funding. So winners will really have to prove their progress. At the end of the competition, funding will be unlocked in stages as they hit measurable milestones during a 120-day mandatory incubation period. And this ensures accountability and impact. Winners unfortunately for them, they can't take their giant checks and go to Tahiti. They must, you know, follow through with some of these milestones that have been predetermined by the advisors and the education team and perhaps the judges. So there's expert mentorship, skill building workshops, of course, networking and community. And then with the Lost Coast Ventures being involved, there's further opportunities for long-term support.
While Startup envisions seeding multi-million dollar businesses, there will be one micro-venture funding award. The funding program launches in mid-September with a Learn How to Enter kickoff party. Monthly workshops, talks, feedback sessions, and a final award ceremony in April of 2026 will follow, all at Startup's Arcata headquarters. More information on the competition is available online at startuphumboldt.org/ the competition. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.